We're here today with Josh Swanson, the owner of Guardian Water Services.
Yes.
And arguably my wife's favorite person in the world because you provide her with her favorite drinking water.
So, Josh, let's talk today first that Guardian Water Services isn't a giant conglomerate company that is a huge corporation with thousands of employees and sales staff army. It's a small local company, correct?
Correct. Yeah, not a large company. We're actually decent size for the water industry, but we're based here in Altamont Springs. We're just about 30 people now.
How long have you guys been providing water services to the masses?
January 1st, 2008 was the start date.
Hey, very cool. Congrats.
I've been doing it since 1999. It's pretty much all I've done my adult career.
Yeah.
But we actually started Guardian on the 1st of 2008.
And a lot of people, they are familiar with big conglomerate water companies.
Everybody knows their names.
And so they get afraid because they're like, I've dealt with those salespeople and they're very pushy and they like are just about the numbers and trying to sell me stuff
and they're scaring me with their
all the time.
With their vials and their they're testing, and then the next thing you know, I'm being told that I'm washing my body and drinking poison, and I'll be dead soon.
Correct.
But I've heard that. Yeah.
I've
been part of the spiels before, and you guys don't really do that at all.
No.
Not in the least.
Unfortunately, and that was when I decided to start my own water company after I had worked in the industry for a while, the whole idea of doing it was to do it a different way.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to do it the way that the industry is standard. I didn't agree with the way that they did it, and if I was going to do it, I was going to do it a different way, and that way has worked great for us.
So if I have an experience with a salesperson from Guardian Water Services, walk us through that.
It's super laid back.
Okay.
Which, almost too laid back to a point sometimes. Because what you get with a lot of the other companies that are franchises from up north in the Midwest is they're going to come in, they're going to try to tell you, they're going to try to act like they do water safety, right?
Yeah.
In reality, in the water treatment, we don't do water safety. We do water quality, right? At no point will you ever hear somebody from Guardian Water tell you that the water is not safe. That's just not true.
Yeah.
You might not like the way it feels. You might not like the way it smells. You might not like the way it tastes. But we're never going to tell you it's not safe.
Yes.
That's just scare tactics.
Yeah.
That's just trying to freak you out, especially if you have kids or something like that. We're just going to tell you that, hey, if you don't like it, if you spend a bunch of money on a bunch of bottled water, we can do better. And we normally can do it without really changing what you're already spending.
Let's go into the systems that you sell, and let's start with the system that me and Daniel have and we have for our studio, RO system. Explain to us what the RO system is.
The RO system is specifically for drinking and cooking.
Okay.
It is a 5-stage filter. The idea behind that is with the RO, the difference between that and like a conditioning system is the conditioning system does everything coming into your whole house. Your RO is specifically just for your drinking water.
Okay.
Right? So the RO is more of what takes it down to the very small, small stuff. Like when you're talking about everything from, you know, like stuff like barium, cadmium, arsenic, stuff like that. You hear Ross talk about it all the time with fluoride. It removes fluoride from the water. Different things like that, that when you want to take it down to the very, very nitty gritty, cysts, spores, stuff that could be in there, you know, that could be dangerous. You know,
microscopic.
To the umpteenth degree.
Gotcha. And that RO system, I'm familiar with it because I have one in my house, goes underneath my sink.
Yep.
Has a 2.5-gallon holding tank.
Yeah, right about 3.
Yep. And
I love it.
The system, the water goes through there, and then it goes up to its own faucet on top of my sink, and it's separate from my main faucet, and so that I get my drinking water out of its own RO faucet. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be surprising to you guys, but it does like the taste of the water is amazing. Like it tastes delicious to the point now where my daughter even and my wife drink nothing but that. My daughter won't even drink juice. The only two things she'll drink are milk and RO water. If I give her water because I'm a lazy dad out of the sink, she will not like it and will suddenly request the RO water.
Is it possible to get even more filtration, or does that not exist? The bottled water that I'd buy at the store is reverse osmosis RO water?
Some of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and you want to, and that's the big thing where people think just because they buy a bottle of water, it's good, which is a fallacy.
Yeah, that's not true.
No.
You taught me that, actually. Now I look on the bottle. Every bottle of water I drink, I look in the bag. If it's not RO, then I'm just not going
to
drink.
Yeah, people, when they get bottled water, typically their eyes immediately go to whatever the cheapest stuff is. You know, I won't say the names of the companies, but, you know, some of them are locally based here in Florida, and they think it's good because it's in a bottle. But in reality, like, if you actually test that water, it's... Your tap water is better.
Gotcha. Then the bottled water.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, but you think you're doing something better because it's coming in a bottle. It's packaged. It looks nice. It's in reality. It's
is RO the standard with filtering water?
Yes, probably that and distillation and stuff like that. It's a little bit of a different way of going about the same kind of idea.
Okay,
but they're both. Amazing.
Also, big report just came out yesterday. You're in the water business. You probably saw this. They were talking about people buying pallets of water and leaving it in the trunk of their car,
yes.
Especially here in Florida, and thinking, oh, I'll just leave the pallet of water in the trunk of my car and go out there and grab a water every now and again because it doesn't have to be cold, but it's bottled water. It's good for me. It's clean. Well, the heat from your car is breaking down the plastic. Mm. The water's in the plastic bottle. The heat breaks down the plastic from the bottle, puts it in the water, so then you're suddenly drinking a bottle of water that's been contaminated by its own plastic bottle. Mm. There you go.
Let's talk about conditioning systems. Now, when you get a conditioning system, what does that entail, let's say, for the standard homeowner?
Our conditioning systems actually go on your point of entry of your house. Okay. So wherever that may be, every house is different. Sometimes we can get an idea of what the point of entry would be on a house by looking at it from like a picture, but you really don't know until you go out there.
Okay, point of entry mean where the main water flows into my house.
Correct. You know, sometimes you can kind of stand on where your shutoff valve is on the street and kind of look at your house and kind of think like, hey, when they built my house, where was probably the least? Because again, they want to make the most direct route, so you kind of have an idea. But sometimes we have to do a little digging just to find it.
Gotcha.
And then we can also we always give different options. So wherever your point of entry comes in, we can say, hey, if you have a fence, you want it behind your fence, or if you want it in your garage, or if you want it in the back of your house, that's no problem.
Now, what exactly is a conditioning system?
So a conditioning system, when people originally think of conditioning systems, they think of just like water softeners, right? And mm-hmm. water softening is a part of what our unit does, but it's not a just generic water softener. So it will soften your water, but we're also trying to take out the bigger stuff, right? So we're looking at a lot of the metallics. We're looking at chlorine. We're looking at chlorine byproducts that you will get from when they disinfect the water at the plant.
And what kind of benefits will I get from a conditioning system? And that means all the water going into all the pipes of my house now is going through this conditioning system
first. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're using the water for. If it's flushing your toilets or it's taking a shower or washing your dishes or every
washing
drop,
your clothes.
Whatever. Washing your car. Washing your car is a huge one for car guys. We've sold deals to guys who really could care less about how their water tested, but they were really into their cars. Like, they had a nice classic Corvette, and they just wanted to wash their car in good water.
Without calcium hardness and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you don't get hard water spots.
Yes.
So if you ever go through, like, a car wash, you'll always see, typically, if you drive through it or even the ones you watch it come through, you'll see two huge tanks, typically, or more than that, towards the end of the car wash, and those are water treatment tanks. So what they're doing is they're having to treat the water. That way, not only does the soap work better, but also you don't get any hard water spots.
Gotcha. Ooh. So another benefit to conditioning systems, in which you've told me, is speaking of calcium, it kind of saves the pipes in your house from creating calcium buildup.
Yeah, what you're talking about is what they call scaling. So what happens is that anything where hardness in the water is just dissolved rock, right?
Yeah.
So it's calcium, it's magnesium. And what that does is when the water brings into your house, anything that water flows over, it's going to leave some of that behind. Most times you'll see it on your shower doors or your dishwasher or your washing machine.
I noticed my actual shower head gets clogged up, and then the spray holes get clogged up and
with like white.
Like some sort of
calcium deposit.
And then the fix to that is using some nasty chemical that you put in a bowl and then dunk the shower head in that.
And then that sprays all over your body.
Yeah. But that calcium buildup's happening in some of my pipes too.
Anything the water touches.
Yes.
So your pipes, your hot water heater, your dishwasher, your fridge. Anything the water touches.
Mm.
Your clothes.
So the conditioning system take that calcium out and no more buildup.
Correct.
I want to talk to you about how soap works, because mm-hmm. this is the most fascinating thing to me. So
it makes water wetter, does it not?
So when you get the conditioning system, you don't have to use the same soap that you're normally used to using without the conditioning system.
You can, but if you do that, and sometimes we run into, even though we have, and we'll talk about the contracts we have with liquid soap products, but some of our clients, you know, the wife has used the same shampoo for 15 years and she's just not going to change. Okay, that's fine. But all that we tell you is use a lot less of it. Because once you change your water from to good water and you take the hardness out of the water, whatever you use, you have to use a lot less. It doesn't matter if it's soap for your dishwasher, soap sure. for your laundry, coffee. Like if you're going to make coffee and you're used to putting X amount of coffee in your coffee pot, you need to scale it way back. If not, you're going to, you know, it's going to be way too much.
Gotcha. So how does that exactly work, though? Why does the soap work better with the conditioning system?
Because we're taking the hardness out of the water. So okay. So what the big name soap companies have to do when they design their soap is that they have to design it to work in any kind of water condition, right? They don't know if you're going to be buying the soap in Florida, or if you're going to be buying it in California or New York or Pennsylvania or wherever. They have to design a product that's going to work with your water. Because if all of a sudden they don't, you go to do your laundry and you don't see any kind of suds, you're going to say, well, this stuff's not working and you're not going to buy it. Right. So what they do is they chemically try to change the water to kind of a decent state so the soap will actually work. So inside of the soap that you're buying, there's additives in there that are designed to treat the water. So it's different than what we like to do it, because really in the water industry, there's two different ways to treat water. There's chemically and mechanically. What we do is mechanically, we're actually removing things from the water, not adding to them.
Sure.
So chemically is where you're actually adding to it to somehow change it so it's not so much of an issue.
And I want to talk about the contract you have with soap that's not only cheaper, mm-hmm. but works better with the conditioning system water that you have now. And mm-hmm. how does that work?
So we have a contract with Liquid Soap Products that we include for our clients. And what they are is they're a company, a soap manufacturer in Kansas, where all they do is they work with companies, water treatment companies, right? Because when they try to manufacture soap, they don't have to spend money on any of those additives. Because they know the people that are going to use their soap are people who already have good water.
Sure.
Right? So in their soap, all they have to put in is soap.
Yes.
So they save a tremendous amount of money on manufacturing and cost, and really they pass it on to us. Not that the contracts are cheap for us, but they're still a deal and a value that we can include for our clients, and that way we can try to make the total overhead, you know, out-of-pocket expense for our clients as low as possible.
So not only are you saving money on soap, but you're saving money on, I know how expensive it is to, let's say, repipe your house or replumb your house.
God, who sure. would want to do that?
I did, and I can tell you about the process.
Okay.
It cost me just shy of $5,000. And I can tell you when they come in, especially here in Florida, because all of our plumbing is it's in your foundation, it's in your walls, right? Yeah. So they're not going to come into your house and start jackhammering your floors and stuff like that. So their solution is they kind of look at how many point of use faucets you're going to have in your house. They come in with their crew. They send the smallest guy into the attic and they start feeding him pipe. And all of a sudden, they figure out where they're going to come down, and all of a sudden, they start cutting holes in your walls.
Yes.
With like a sawzall.
Oh, my God.
I had to send my wife out of town because I could not let her see what they were doing. And they cut these holes, and they pull the pipes down, and they tie them in. And then have a finisher come, and he's a drywall guy, and he drywalls it. Then it's up to you to make the paint match again.
Also, with appliances, this untreated water, mm-hmm. the hard water, starts taking its toll on your dishwasher, your washing machine, things like that, anything sure. the water runs through.
Yeah, especially your hot water heater. I mean, that's one of the things where, because you have to think about it, like your hot water heater, and you can save a little bit of energy with good water too for warming up anything, water, your hot water heater. Because you got to think, so you have that rock in your water, right? So your hot water heater has to heat the water up with a rock inside of it before the water can get hot enough for you to use. So once you take that out of the water, all it has to do is just heat the water up.
Gotcha. So there's actually a lot of savings. Now, if I'm making the determination whether I'm going to get the conditioning system, the RO system. Mm-hmm. You know, cost is a big reason why you will or won't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to cost, like, how much money have you seen people save as opposed to how much money the systems cost?
I mean, we keep it at a pretty negligible amount. I mean, between the soap contract and what you think, you know, could be long terms because of your water. And the savings is one side and the benefits is one side, but for a lot of our clients, it's not just about the savings. The savings are a great part of it. Our last Tom and Dan listener that purchased from us, he's a single guy. He barely use any kind of soap. He hates the water. He hates the chlorine smell. He works outside. He does all kinds of stuff. When he comes home, he wants to take a nice shower, and he can't stand the quality of the water.
Gotcha.
And the first thing that he noticed is you would think that it would be the feeling of the water. It's not. It's actually, for most of our clients, it's when you take the chlorine out of the water, because our water is so over-chlorinated in this area that that's the first thing you notice.
So because everybody knows that chlorine smell, and and so the quality. This is the main reason people are doing this is for quality.
Yes,
but I was surprised about how much money you save on soap, how much money you save on not bottled water filters, Brita filters. I was buying tons of Brita filters.
I was Mr. Bottled Water, not anymore.
All stuff, and all those filters were $30-$40 each time, and
no one changes them when they're supposed to.
Yeah, so you're not even getting the benefit. And when you guys offer financing and...
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Like, the financing aspect of it is cool because, you can chip away at it and it will pay for itself.
Yeah. Oh,
you're making money back and making small amounts of payments to improve your quality of life. It's good stuff.
And people think that, this is going to cost a zillion dollars a month and stuff like that. And it's not. I mean, you could fix all the water in your house with a conditioning system and an RO for, $65-$70 a month.
Mm.
I mean, it's not something where it's this outrageous monthly price. I mean, we're definitely not the cheap guys, but we are the high quality guys, and we're priced very, very appropriately.
Let's talk about the equipment you guys use. All top notch.
We're actually our manufacturer is in Odessa. We partnered with Westinghouse.
Yeah, I was going to say you use Westinghouse now.
We
good
do
stuff.
Yeah,
man.
And that's within the last year that we kind of changed over to that stuff because it is the unit they designed, and I was part of those meetings. It is awesome.
Yeah.
And not only that, but it's built for here in Florida, where that's one of the issues that we see.
It's also aesthetically really pretty. Like, it's
finish on it is.
Yeah, it's
amazing,
a good looking system. Like, it's definitely it's a little flashier than I'm used to. It's a pretty system.
It is, and it's funny when they when I was in the meeting when they were talking to me about becoming the only dealer for the equipment here in the state of Florida. They actually had it underneath a light above it with a stainless steel jack on it. It was shiny. I was like, the water guy in me was like, that looks nice.
Look, I'm a car guy. I don't care. I like things clean and shiny. It's pretty. I'm a sucker for stuff like that.
I am too.
And they've been in the business. I mean, Westinghouse is a name everybody knows.
139 years. Yeah. And one of the big differences between us, like I said, and our competitors is most of our competitors are companies that are based in the Midwest or, Chicago, Minnesota, stuff like that. Their equipment, when they design it, it's not really designed for what we put it through down here in Florida.
We are a different animal. We are brutal.
Completely. To water manufacturers, it is heaven and hell.
Once I buy the system for you, how long does it take to install?
Depending on the, it could be as short as 45 minutes if your house is pre-plumbed for it, or it could be, 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
Now, that's for a conditioning system. An RO is obviously much quicker.
Gotcha. But I can get
it. I think my RO was installed in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I can get it in one day, though.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yes. Yeah. And really, with our clients, when our clients make the buying decision to fix their water, they want it that day. Because once they, there's a part of it that you don't know, but then all of a sudden, once you do know, obviously you want to fix it right away. And the great thing about our systems, especially the conditioning systems, is that as soon as we, install it, your water from that point on is good. On the cold water side, I mean, we immediately test the water as soon as we get done with the install to show you, hey, this is what it was before we installed it. This is what it is right after we installed it.
Josh, let's end with this. Since you are a local company and mm-hmm. smaller company, you work with a smaller local charity that is friends with us, the Yellow Brick Road Foundation.
Sure.
And tell us about some of your work you've done with them.
That's actually thanks to you guys. I mean, I always knew that Guardian Water wanted to have a local charity. Not that there's anything wrong with big charities, but I actually wanted to be able to know the people and talk to the people.
Yep.
And we had done stuff with Homes for Troops and New Image Youth Group on Paramore.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I heard Juan was on the show, you know, my niece, you know, had open heart surgery when she was 3 weeks old. She had a serious heart condition. So that's always been in my mind. And then when I heard Juan was on the show and I heard what he talked about in that experience and that, I was like, okay, that's it. Mm. I mean, that I knew right then that was that charity. And in having been involved with those guys, it's amazing. It's one of the best parts of my job.
And I know I've seen you have donated the money to build the wagons, and I've seen the social media with Guardian Water Services, and I want to thank you for the work you've done
above and beyond,
man. And it's an awesome thing you do.
Yeah, I mean I appreciate that. I mean, I'm thankful for you guys for putting him on the show, and it's an amazing experience for me to be involved with those guys.
Josh, thanks so much for being with us. I hope you guys learned something, and of course, any more questions, you can just call Guardian Water Services and they can answer anything, correct?
You got it. Thanks, guys.